I think we're about up to the part where the Rambam speaks of Gehenna. I think we saw a little bit about the part about Gan Eden. So I think we're up to the part about Al Gehenna. Al Gehenna would be toy the Yisurim Sheyasigu Asarashayim. Meaning, in the Rambam's understanding, Gehenna is not a place. Unlike Gan Eden, which is a place, Gehenna just refers to punishment for avarice. Balonis boy batal would take war ha yisurim halalu. Ala yesh mehem sha'omer ki hashemesh tekrav alehem vitisrafem. Virayoso alzemi mashanem a kihine hayom bo boer katanor. Yesh me sha'omer ki hu chom sha'eno matsui sha'ye ora. It's one of the fundamental beliefs of Torah. Ein das v'lo hisdabkos ba'uma ha'yehudas. So, what the Rambam has in mind is like this. In Igeres Tchias HaMesim, that the Rambam explains why he includes Tchias HaMesim in the Yud Gimel Yikar. Again, not everything which is true, everything in Torah is true, but not everything in Torah which is true constitutes an Ikar. Tchias HaMesim, the Rambam says, constitutes an Ikar. So he himself explains why that is. Because he says, those who deny Tchias HaMesim, it's because Tchias HaMesim represents the ultimate miracle. That physically, when things decay and break down, so that's an irreversible process. And the Rambam says, that is true naturally. Naturally, Tchias HaMesim is not a possibility. And it represents, it's something supernatural. It represents a miracle. And those who don't take the Pasuk in Daniel at face value, it's because they don't acknowledge miracles. If there's no possibility of miracles, so then that means that the world sort of just functions inexorably, absolutely. I mean, every time you have schar va'onesh, that represents a miracle. It represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu acting not according to some absolute pattern of nature, but in response to a person's actions. So to deny a miracle is to deny Bias Olam, is to deny Socher Va'onesh. That's what Rambam says, Ein Das. If a person doesn't believe in Tchias HaMesim, you sort of can't compartmentalize that heresy. It's not sort of not that there ever is such a thing, but it's not a localized heresy. Then the Rambam adds that the second phrase is v'lo hisdabkos ba'uma. V'lo hisdabkos ba'uma ha'yehudis. So I think this we spoke about when we were learning the Yud Gimel Kam. I think we spoke about it, right? That if you turn ahead, after the Rambam finishes presenting the Yud Gimel Ikarim, so the Rambam writes, "V'kasha yiyu b'yad ha'odam," right after the Hayesod Hashlosha Asa. So the Rambam writes, "V'kasha yiyu b'yad ha'odam kol eila hayesodos ve'emunaso nachona b'hem harei nichnas b'chlal Yisrael." V'chayovin lo'ohavo v'lochus olav v'chol ma'ashet tzivonu Hashem al ha'ahava v'ha'achva zem zem. Va'afilu also kol ma'ashuhu yocho min ha'averos machmas ha'taiva v'zgabas ha'tava ha'garua ha'viru nanash kifigol d'chelte v'yesh l'chelte gumi parsha Yisrael. V'im nisrofev la'odam yisod me'ela yisodas ha'vi yotza min ha'klam. So the Rambam says that if a person, again, leaving aside, because it's a separate sugya, leaving aside the question of what happens if the person is shogeg or onus in his kfira, he never was taught, leaving aside that whole sugya, but the Rambam says, if a person believes in the Yud Gimel Likorim, Hareu Nichnas B'chal Yisrael. So then, he's a Yisrael with all the privileges, as it were, that designation provides. Mashen Kane, if Rachman Litzlan, a person is kofir in one of the Yud Gimel Yikorim, so then is Yotzer Mechal Yisrael, is Yotzer Menachal. How did the Rambam know that as a result, I think we spoke about this, that as a result of the kfira, the person's yotzei min haklal? So we mentioned, because the Mishnah in the beginning of Perek Chelek is very tamua. The Mishnah says, Kol Yisrael yesh lam chelek olam haba, and the very distinct impression conveyed by the Mishnah is, Kol Yisrael yesh lam chelek olam haba, period. And then Toch Kidei Dibo, the Mishnah says Ve'elu Sheilim Chelak Olam Haba. So clearly, it's not true that Kol Yisrael Yeshem Chelak Olam Haba. So clear that the pshat, according to the Rambam, is, and again, Kimeduma, the Tiferes Yisrael already talks about this, that the pshat according to the Rambam is no. The Ve'elu Sheilim Chelak Olam Haba. You see that it's Yotzi Mechal Yisrael, and that's what the Mishnah is emphasizing. Kol Yisrael Yeshem Chelak Olam Haba. So that's what the Rambam is saying here as well. V'lo Hisdapkos Ba'uma. That's what this phrase is expressing as well, that if a person is kofer in Trias HaMesim, so he has no hisdapkos b'umah ha'yehudis, because that's true of someone who's kofer in any of the Yud Gimel, the Yud Gimel Yikorim. Ein das v'lo hisdapkos b'umah ha'yehudis d'misha eno ma'amin bozeh. Aval hi l'tzadikim v'loshen b'reshes rabbe g'vuros g'shamim l'tzadikim v'loshom v'tchias ha'mesim l'tzadikim. ואיך יחיו הרשעים והם מסים אפילו בחייהם. וכך אמרו עליהם השלום, רשעים אפילו בחייהם קרויים מסים, וצדיקים אפילו במסוסון קרויים חיים. ודא, says the Rambam, כי האדם בהכרח ימוס, ויפורה למה שהורכב ממנו. So here in the notes they explain, well, what does this line mean, and sort of how does it, what's the flow? A person should know that, we're all mortal. So sort of how does that, how is that part of what the Rambam's talking about here? So in the notes they suggest that what the Rambam means, and the Rambam does say this explicitly, that the Rambam thinks that even after Trias HaMesim, so after the Mesim are resurrected, they will live very, very long lifespan, but then they die again, because the Nitzchius is an Olam Haba, which is only an Olam HaNeshamos. And that's how, in the notes they explain, that's what the Rambam means. V'daki odem be'achreach yomus, that the Rambam means even post Trias HaMesim. It's not that for the Rambam, unlike, let's say, for the Ramban, for some of the other Rishonim, it's not that Trias HaMesim is ushering in or segues to Olam Haba. No, Trias HaMesim is the second go-round in Olam Haza. The significance of that second go-round in Olam Haza becomes clear when the Rambam explains the significance of Yomos HaMashiach. So maybe that's what Taka means. V'daki odem be'achreach yomos, meaning post-Trias HaMesim. Post-Trias HaMesim. The miracle of Trias HaMesim is that the person has a second lifespan. But then that is subject to the limitations of the natural world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, and therefore Adam Behachreach Yomus. In our physical state, we don't live forever in our physical state. Omnam Yimosa Mashiach, says the Rambam, whose man shetoshu bo hamalchus leYisrael, v'yachzu la'aretz Yisrael, v'yiya oso hamelech ha'omed moshav malchuso tzion, v'yigdal shmo v'yimolei or v'yimalei. It will fill. Maybe Shmo will fill. V'yemale l'katzvei oretz. Otso mimalchus Shlomo v'yose mimenu. V'yashlimu ito ha'umos. V'yikonu lefono of ha'aratzos. L'godel tzidko. V'niflaos yevu al yado. V'chol mi sheyokum kenegdo yachriseu Hashem, v'yimso osu v'yado. V'chol l'shonos hamikra me'idim al hatzlachaso, v'hatzlachaseinu bo. V'lo yishtanu b'metzius shumdova mimashu ato. The world functions according to the same, operates according to natural law in Yemosa Mashiach the way it does now. The difference is Elishatiya Malchus the Yisrael. V'loshem Chachomim Ein Ben Ha'olam Hazeh L'Yemosa Mashiach Elishibur Malchios Bulvad. V'yiyu B'yomav Hechozak V'hecholosh b'yachas l'zulasa. People are not going to, it's not that everyone's going to be, Superman. V'yu b'yomav hechozak v'hecholosh b'yachas l'zulasa. Elisha ba'osam hayomim tihiye kala l'vnei odom parnasasa ma'od. Acha be eze omol muot shaya amol haadam yagia the to elas gadola. Vizehu inyan omma masida eretisola hutsi gluskos uklai milas. Doesn't mean that a Danish is going to grow on a tree. What it means is the fisha b'nei adam omrim k'she yimtza adam dava kol shehu muchan matza ploni lechem ovfoy v'tavshem avushal. It's a figure of speech, meaning that things will come easily. V'raya l'cha al zeh v'asham ha'kosuv v'vnei necho ikoreyem v'chor mechem raya sheyesham chosh v'kotze. There will be, we will still have to work the land. V'lochein kotzav hechochem hazeh sh'omer samayma hazeh al talmido kishalohevin mimenu esa inyan hazeh v'choshav sh'adove kipshuta. Right, so when Rami Gamliel said that, so then there was a Talmud who scoffed, Ligleigla of Oso Talmud. Veheshiva kifi yecholas hasogaso, ve'ein zo siat shuva. When Rami Gamliel responded to him, he was being docha bakash. He wasn't telling him the real answer. V'harayah shelo heshev lo kohogen midrashoso ba'altan ksil ki'ivalto. V'hatoelos hagdola ba'oso hazman. So what is it that Yemosa Mashiach provides? Shenanuach mishibud malchus harasha'a hamona'as osan mikol ha'maisim hatovim v'tir behadas k'mo sha'ama ki molo ha'oretz deyas Hashem v'yizbatalu ha'mohumos v'ha'molchomos k'mo sha'ama v'lo yisu goyel goy cherev v'tiyye la nimtza b'yom emahem shleimus rabo sheyizkev bo l'chay olam haba. So Rambam here has the same as he later has in Perek Tes of Hilchos Tshuva. If you have it, also take a look. Perek Tes Halacha Beis. Mipnei zeh his avu kol yisrael neviyeim v'chachamim yemosa melech ha-mashiach kedei sheyonuchu mimalchus ha-resho'o she'ena manachas lehen yisrael lasog b'tov b'mitzvos kohogen v'yimtzu ulohen margoa. They should have tranquility. V'yirbu b'chochma k'dei sheyisku l'chai ha'olam haba. So the ideal circumstances of Yemos HaMashiach allow us to focus on Torah and mitzvahs in a way that isn't possible at this stage in history. And those ideal circumstances position us more to be laharbos b'chochma, which again means that the chelik in olam haba is commensurately bigger and greater. The fisha ba'osan ayomim tirba hadeya v'hachochma v'ha'emes shenema ki molo'a ha'oretz deyas Hashem. Right? The earth will be filled with yedias Hashem. V'nema v'lo yilamdu isha sacha v'isha z're'eyu v'chulu v'nema v'hasiros yaslei v'oeven mipsachem. Mipnei she'oso ha'melech she'yamod mizera David. In the Yud Gimel Ikarim, as we saw, the Rambam adds that it's not only Mizera David, but it's also Mizera Shlomo. She'oso ha'mel she'yamon Mizera David ba'al chochma yiyye yeser mishlomo. His chochma will surpass that of Shlomo. V'navi gadol hu karov mimoshe Rabbeinu. Question is, what does that phrase mean? Given that Moshe Rabbeinu's type of nevuah, the Rambam explains, was entirely unique, that the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu and all of the Nevi'im wasn't the difference of degree, but was a difference of kind. What does it mean to be a Navi Gadol Korov Moshe Rabbeinu? Hanicha, if you would have said that all Nevi'im on a scale of 1 to 100, they range between 1 and 50, but Moshe Rabbeinu was 100, so then you'll say, oh, the Melech HaMashiach is going to be a 95. So then we would sort of know how to process this. But the Rambam makes a point of saying, as the Rav explains, that Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu is not greater than, it's not greater in degree, but it's entirely unique. That what Nevuah means for Moshe Rabbeinu is something different and unique from what Nevuah means for others. So what does it mean to be Korov Moshe Rabbeinu? What does it mean to be close to Moshe Rabbeinu's Madrega Nevuah? I don't know. But again, whatever it means, so the Melech HaMashiach is going to be very great Chacham and a very great Navi. Ulefichach yelamed kol ha'am v'yore osam derech Hashem. The Yavo call a guy in the Shama. The Rambam's explaining that the Kimolo Oretz Deyas Hashem also will come about through natural means. It's not going to be a miracle. It's because when you have a person of the stature of the Melech HaMashiach, so it will be as a result of his teaching and influence that the Kimolo Oretz Deyas Hashem is attained. The Rambam continues that v'hamashiach yomus v'yimloch b'no ben b'no u'kvar pirish Hashem es moso amal lo yiche v'lo yorotz ad yosim ba'oretz mishpat v'timoshech v'achusom meshach zman otzum ma'od v'yeorchu gam yimei ha'chayim. Lifespans in yomos ha'mashiach will be much longer. But here too, the Rambam says that's not supernatural. There's nothing supernatural in Yemos HaMashiach. So how is it the lifespans are going to be so much longer? Ki behistalek ha-de'ogos v'hatzla'os ye'orchu yimei ha-chayim. If you remove stress and troubles from people's lives, they live longer. V'ein lehispalesha tiskayei malchuso alfei shanim, v'shikva omu chachamim ki ha-kibbutz ha-na'ala k'she yiskabeitz, ein zeh motzu ishe yiparet. I don't know. I don't know what this is referring to. I'm not sure. Ve'enonu misavim liyimos haMashiach lo mishum sheyirbu hatvuos v'hamamon. We're not looking for the wealth. V'lo kidei shenirkav al susim v'nishte im klei zemer k'mo shechoshvim muvul bolei adayos. We're not looking for physical pleasure. Elahis avulahem hanaviyim vihishtokeku alehem achasidim bavo hakibbutz hanichbad sheyiyeh bohem vahahisnagos hatova vahachochma vitzidkas hamelech vagodol chochmoso vikirvoso leboro kamo she'amalo b'ni ata. And so the Rambam says that the Perek Beis in Tehillim is talking about the Melech HaMashiach. V'kiyum kol toras Moshe mibli b'fion v'lo tirda v'lo ones. K'mo she'evtiach v'lo yelamdu ish Yisrael v'chulu ki kulam yedu osi l'migodlam v'ad kotlam. V'nasati torosi v'libam v'asirosi eslev evan v'psachem v'harbe min ha'lashon osa elu b'inyanim elu. So the Rambam understands the pshat in v'hasirosi as leiv ha'evin mipsachem, not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to fundamentally change human nature in Yemos HaMashiach, but rather what it means is that by creating conditions in which tirbe hadas v'hachochma, so then it's those conditions which naturally will remove the lay for evan mipsachem. The Radak comments that when we find things in, let's say, Tanakh, which are attributable to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it can mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly or immediately is doing it, but it can also mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the first, is at the beginning of a, is the first link in a chain of cause and effect which results in it. So, for instance, the Radak says in Einei Chol Elecha Yisaberu V'Aton Osein Lahem Esochlam Beito, it doesn't mean that that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sitting in Shemayim and when he spies a hungry ant, so he throws down a few crumbs from a piece of bread. What it means is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in such a way that all find their sustenance. That he created the world in such a way that ants have what to eat, that everything, that all are provided with their sustenance. For ato nosen lemasochlam ito means, again, that you created this system in which naturally they all find ochlam b'ito. So too, that's how the Rambam says Prat and Vasiros is lev evan mipsalchem. It's not that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is fundamentally changing human nature and intervening. No, what it means is, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is responsible for the appearance of the Melech HaMashiach. The Melech HaMashiach, due to his incredible tzidkus, chochma, nevuah, etc., again, just naturally has such an influence on the entire world that it's kimola arz der sashem kamaim liyam mechasim, and that is what results in our becoming sensitized and the removal of the lay for heaven. This is all in contradistinction to how the Ramban in Sefer Dvarim understands the pasuk.
Does the Ramban think that people don't take advantage of these conditions?
I mean, he had earlier, right, that those who oppose the Melech HaMashiach, that Chol Mi Sheyokim Kenegdo Yachusei Hashem B'Yimso So B'Yado. Doesn't sound like...
They don't oppose, like, the Daf of the Melech HaMashiach, but they're not able to take advantage of the conditions to really be Mar Bechachma and Deya, and they're just, like, living their lives that they would normally be part of.
I don't know, you sort of have the impression that what you're describing exists in the world as we know it. The world in which we know it, where because there's so much spiritual darkness in the world, so, I don't know, you can sort of have people who are not so much actively evil as they are just kind of passively apathetic. But in a world of kimolo arz des Hashem, so I don't think that in tzius exists. So either you have people who, you know, continue to rebel and revolt, or you have people who absorb and that Deus Hashem. I don't know that. I think what you're describing exists in the confused reality of today's world. I don't think it exists in the world of, you know, which has the clarity that's brought to it by the Melech HaMashiach.
Does the Rambam understand like the Ramchal that Mashiach is like a kima process, that it's slowly, and therefore kimala or deis Hashem would be something which almost like slowly kind of adapts and then it just expands, or that it has to be through the Melech HaMashiach specifically, and then it kind of just happens?
I mean, you're asking, does the kima happen before the begin to happen before the Melech HaMashiach appears?
Yeah,
that's what you're asking. I think both here and in other places where he talks about it. Well, it So here are two sources. Let's reread again. Even though he said the same thing here in the Perush Mishnayos, but in Hilchos Tshuva, it's his own words. So go back to, you have the Rambam, go to Perek Tes Halacha Beis in Hilchos Tshuva. L'fisha ba'osan hayomim, it's a few lines into Perek Tes Halacha Beis. L'fisha ba'osan hayomim tirbe hadeya v'hachochma v'ha'emes. Knowledge and wisdom and truth will proliferate. Shenem akim mala ha'aretz deyas Hashem v'lema v'lo yilamdu ishes rachav ishes re'eyu v'chulu v'nema v'asiros yisle v'evn mipsarachem mipnei she'oso ha'melech she'yamod mizera David bal chochma yiyah yesu mishlomo v'navi gadol v'kov hu kov mimosha l'fichach yilamid kalo'om v'yore osam derach Hashem b'yavol kalagayim l'shamo. So clear, he's describing the process here, that the Melech HaMashiach is the catalyst. And not just the catalyst, but he is the influence. Now, Me'idach Gisa, but it is more nuanced than that. Because Me'idach Gisa, you have the famous Rambam, which, you know, for centuries was removed by the censors. The Rambam has here in the end of Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchos Melachim, so the Frankel edition has reinstated it and the other newer editions, but for centuries this had been removed by the censors. The Rambam describes how if someone who appears to be a candidate to emerge as the Melech HaMashiach doesn't complete the mission, v'im lo hitzliach ad ko o neherag b'yadua she'enu zeh she'efticha olav Torah. And then he continues, af Yeshua hanotzri she'dimo she'yiyah Mashiach v'neherag b'bezdin. So I think contemporary historians think that the Romans were the ones who killed him. Kvonis nabe bo Daniel, shenem uvnei paritze amcha yinasu lahamir chazon v'nichshalu. V'chi yesh michshal gadol mizeh. Shekol anevim dibu shem Moshiach, gol Yisrael u'moshiyam, u'mekabiz nitcheyem, u'mechazek mitzvosam, v'ze gorem la'abed Yisrael b'cherev, ולפזר שיירוסם ולהשפילם ולהחלף התור ולהתוז רוב ועול נעבור לאלוה מבלעדי השם. But then listen, this is extraordinary, the next few lines in the Rambam. אבל מחשבוז בורי עולם אין כוח באודם להשיגם. A person cannot understand the thoughts of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. כי לא דרכנו דרכיו ולא מחשבוזנו מחשבוזיו. V'chol ha'dvarim ha'elu shal Yeshua ha'notzri v'shal zeh ha'yishma'eli sh'amar achorav, right, referring to the founder of, the one who invented Islam, einon ella liyasher derech l'melech ha'moshiach u'lesaken es ha'olam kulo l'avodas Hashem b'yachad. This was intended to prepare the world, to make the ground fertile to accept and recognize the true Melech HaMashiach. Ketzad, how so? Kvon nismale olam kulo midivei HaMashiach. Right? They talk about Mashiach. Umidivei HaTorah. Umidivei ha-mitzvos, right? Even in their bris ha-chadosha, where they argue against mitzvos, but the point is that mitzvos are now on the radar screen. Uposhtu dvarim elu be'iyim rechokim uba'amim rabim arele lev. I mean, these notions of Moshiach, of mitzvos, again, Hagam, obviously that there's only one true religion, but they did bring to the, let's say, to so many nations which were even further from the truth with their crude polytheism. And now, v'heim nosim v'nosim b'dvarim eil b'mitzvus ha-Torah. Ukshiyamo, it's skipping two lines, ha-melech ha-Mashiach be'emes, when the real Mashiach will come, when Mashiach ben David will come, v'yatzliach v'yorum v'yinosei, b'yadim kulam chozim v'yodim, so then the all the others will recognize, sh'sheken nachla avoseim, v'sh'nevi'em b'avoseim hitum. So the Rambam clearly also has a process that precedes the emergence of the Melech HaMashiach, that again it paves the way that the Melech HaMashiach will be recognized. So in that sense, the Rambam does have, you know, a process which precedes the emergence of the Melech HaMashiach as well. You know, exactly, you know, what point that process, you know, reaches, he doesn't give that detail. Maybe he would tell us that we don't know that, that's not something which can be known either. So in that sense, the there's a preparatory process, and then there's the process itself. The process itself is the Melech HaMashiach is the one who is responsible for it, but there is a preparatory process as well. Okay, maybe we'll stop here for today.